请弟兄姊妹和我先一同来读一些主的话。
May we begin with the word of God.
那么请弟兄姊妹打开约翰一书。
Please turn with me to 1 John.
约翰一书第一章第一和第二节。
1 John chapter 1 verses 1 and 2.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we beheld and our hands handled concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
第五章
Chapter 5
第九节到十一节
Verses 9 through 11
我们既领受人的见证，神的见证更该领受了，因为神的见证是为他儿子做的，信神儿子的就有这见证在他心里，不信神的就是将神当作说谎的，因不信神为他儿子做的见证，这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也在他儿子里面。
If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for the witness of God is this, that he has borne witness concerning his Son. The one who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. The one who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the witness that God has borne concerning his Son. And the witness is this, that God has given us eternal life,And this life is in his son.
马太福音第七章
Matthew chapter 7.
马太第七章
Matthew chapter 7.
第十三节和十四节
Verses 13 and 14.
你们要进窄门因为引到灭亡那门是宽的路是大的进去的人也多引到永生那门是窄的路是小的沼泽的人也少
Enter by the narrow gate for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction and many are those who enter by it for the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life and few are those who find it
使徒行传第三章
Acts chapter 3
第十五节
Verse 15
你们杀了那生命的主神却叫他从死里复活了我们都是为这事做见证
But you have put to death the Prince of Life the one whom God raised from the dead a fact to which we are witnesses
我想从主的话语里面我们可以很清楚地看见
From the word of God we can clearly see
神有一个至高的心意
God has a very high purpose
就是要借着他的儿子把他自己的生命赐给我们
That through his own son he wants to give us life
我想这是全本圣经里面最中心的思想
And this is the most important thing in the entire Bible.
所以我们曾经和弟兄姊妹讲到
So previously we have mentioned with brothers and sisters.
今天我们所拥有的这一个天然生命是一个旧的生命也是一个暂时的生命
That we have discussed that this life that we have in this world is but a temporal life.
那么神的心意是要把他的新生命给我们
And it is an old life But God wants to give us a new life
那么这个新的生命才是永远的生命
And this new life is the eternal life
我想我们用一个简单的比喻和 和弟兄姊妹来说明一下。
And I'd like to use a very simple analogy to describe this.
我想我们在美国很多人都需要开车。
In the United States, many of us need to use a car.
当我们通过了那个开车的这个考试之后呢，他就给你一个临时执照。
And after you have passed the driver's exam, you get a temporary driver's license.
我们知道这个暂时的执照是有一天要废除的。
We know that this temporary driver's license will be done away with one day.
所以有一天你收到了你真正的执照的时候。
So then one day when you receive the actual driver's license,
你就把那个旧的执照把它丢掉。
You throw away that temporary driver's license.
今天神给我们一个受造的生命和神所要给我们他自己的生命之间的关系就是这样。
And this is the same as the created life that God has given to us and the life, His own life that He wants to give to us.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
So brothers and sisters,
我们从一蒙恩得救开始,
From the moment we were saved,
我们就要学会分辨什么是新生命, 什么是旧生命。
We need to discern what is of the old life and what is of the new life.
这个上次我们已经和弟兄姊妹详细地说过。
And we already mentioned this in detail last time.
使徒彼得在彼得前书第一章的里面。
The Apostle Paul in the book of 1 Peter.
在24节和25节那里他引述先知以赛亚的话。
He quotes the prophet Isaiah's words.
他说因为凡有血气的今都如草他的美容都像草上的花草必枯干花必凋谢唯有主的道是永存的所传给你们的福音就是这道
It says for all flesh is like grass and all its glory like the flower of grass the grass withers and the flower falls off but the word of the Lord abides forever and this is the word which was preached to you
我们知道这一段话呢就是形容我们天然的生命老旧的生命
This portion of the verse describes our old life
是的这个生命刚出来的时候也像花一样的美丽
Our old natural life And this life in the beginning is like the grass and the flowers
但是这个花的美容逐渐的会消失的
But the glory of, this of the flower will one day wither away
也会枯干的
And it will dry up.
我想这是我们今天在地上每一个人都能经历到的。
And this is something that every one of us can experience.
这说明神今天给我们这个生命只不过是暂时的。
And this speaks of the fact that the life that God has given us today is but a temporary life.
当你得救的那一天,
On the day that you were saved,
你从主领受了一个新的生命。
We've gained from the Lord a new life.
这个才是神今天真正要给你的生命。
And this is the life that God really wants to give to us.
所以一个基督徒一蒙恩得救开始。
So as a Christian begins his life with the
Lord, 我们就应当活在这个新的生命的里面。
We need to live and dwell in this new life.
神把一切的丰盛都放在他儿子的里面。
God has placed all of the abundance and riches in his son.
而基督今天成为我们的生命。
And Christ today is our life.
所以我们可以在生命里经历基督一切的丰盛。
So in life we can experience the abundance of Christ.
这是神何等清楚的一个心意呢?
And this is a very clear, the clear will of God.
所以我们作为一个蒙恩的圣徒,
So as a believer,
我们必须懂得怎样活在这个新的生命里面。
We need to learn how to live in this new life.
或者我们在这里再说明一下。
Or let me re-emphasize this.
当你读创世纪的时候,
That when we read in the book of Genesis,
你会看见开头在伊甸园的里面有两棵树。
From the very beginning in the book of Genesis, we saw two trees.
结两种不同的果子。
And it bore two separate types of fruit.
一个是生命树。
One is the tree of life.
一个是分别善恶知识树。
And one is the knowledge of good and evil.
我们知道这代表两种不同的生命。
And we know that this represents two types of lives.
但是等到你读 启示录最末了一章的时候，
But when you read all the way at the end of Revelations,
你会发现在那里只有一棵树。
You will notice that there is only one tree that remains.
只有生命树在那里。
Only the tree of life is there.
那个知识树已经没有了。
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil is gone away.
这说明了这棵树只是过渡的东西。
And we see that this is only but a temporal thing.
是暂时的东西。
It's temporary.
是会过去的。
It will come to pass.
所以圣经用这两幅图画很清楚地告诉我们什么才是重要的，什么才是次要的。
So the Bible gives us this picture of what is truly important and what is not important.
但是今天很可惜，
But sadly today,
很多神的儿女们并不太明白这个道理。
A lot of the children of God, we don't understand this message.
所以我们活来活去还是活在这个旧的生命的里面。
So we continue to live in the old life.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道只有在新的生命中，
Only in the new life,
你才真正经历神一切的丰盛。
Can we truly experience the abundance of Christ?
我们基督徒要学会享受这个新生命。
And as a Christian, we need to know how to enjoy this life.
学会怎样过新的生活。
How to live in this new life.
这个才是重要。
And this is what is important.
愿主今天能给我们有这个智慧。
May God give us this wisdom today.
我们知道关于生命的事，
We know that regarding life,
神从来不勉强我们。
God never forces anything upon us.
神是给我们一个自由的意志来做拣选的。
And he gives us a free will to make our own choices.
所以创世纪的故事告诉我们，
So the story in Genesis tells us,
神把亚当和夏娃是放在分别善恶树和生命树的跟前。
God has placed Adam and Eve before the tree of life and before the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
他要给我们一个自由的选择。
He wants us to make an individual choice.
我们知道这个选择呢，就是不勉强。
And we know that with a choice, it means that we are never forced.
神从来不勉强我们。
God will never force anything upon
us. 那么这个是我们自己可以做决定。
And this is something that we ourselves can make this decision.
这就是非常重要的一件事情。
And this is a very important thing.
那么弟兄姊妹们，今天到底我们选择什么？
Well, today, brothers and sisters, what exactly have we chosen?
我们都知道亚当夏娃做了错误的选择。
We know that Adam and Eve had made the incorrect choice.
因为他们选择了这一个分别善恶树。
Because they have chosen the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
我们知道那个后果是很严重的。
And we know that the consequences are very severe.
他们不仅落到了整个堕落的光景中。
Not only that have they fallen into darkness.
并且我们知道他们的结局是一个悲剧。
But we know that they have, this caused a great tragedy.
也是一个失丧。
And this is a great loss.
所以这是何等严重的一件事情呢？
And this is a very severe thing.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
今天主同样的让我们在这里做选择。
Today the Lord places before us the same choice.
生命和天然的知识。
This new life or the natural life.
那么到底我们选什么？
Which one will we choose?
所以你的蒙恩跟你的选择有重大的关系。
Our salvation and the choices that we make have carried great consequences.
当然当我们糊涂的时候，
But when we are confused,
我们总以为说呢，你看我们旧有的生命中这一切东西人就是非常宝贵的。
In life, many things we will deem as good.
我想我们没有一个人能具备有那个属灵的智慧。
I believe that none of us naturally has this spiritual wisdom.
但是我们晓得我们跟旧约的人不一样。
But we are different than the people in the Old Testament.
今天神是先把这个生命已经放在我们的里面。
God has already first placed this life within us.
这个生命是有智慧的。
This life has wisdom.
如果你依靠这个生命，
And if we follow this life,
你就会做正确的选择。
We will make the correct choice.
那么这个选择会叫你的一生充满意义。
This choice will bring forth great purpose in all of your life.
并且会叫你得着神所要你得着的。
And you will gain what God wants you to gain.
我们晓得神不仅把这个自由选择的这个权力放在我们的手中。
We know that God has not only given us the free will to choose,
让我们自己来做一个正确的选择。
That we ourselves can make an accurate decision.
我们人不仅有肉体的软弱
We not only have our own fleshly weaknesses
圣经告诉我们还有仇敌的阻拦
But there's also the hindrances from Satan
你从创世纪第三章你就看见
In Genesis chapter 3 we already see this
撒旦最厉害的工作是什么呢
Satan's greatest work is what?
就是拦主人来得生命
Is to hinder man from gaining life
圣经一开头就让我们看见了仇敌最厉害的工作就是拦主人得生命。
From the very beginning, we see that Satan's work is to hinder man from gaining life.
因为他比你我更知道什么是最重要。
Because he knows better than us what is most important to God.
所以他竭力的拦主人来得生命。
So he places great effort into stopping us from gaining this life.
所以这就是创世纪第三章人类堕落的故事。
So this is the story that is depicted in Genesis chapter 3.
那么撒旦是怎样拦主人的呢？
Now how does Satan hinder us from this life?
他引用的是一个引诱和欺骗的一个方法。
He uses a temptation and deception.
虽然这是撒旦手中那个古老的兵器
although this is a very old technique
但是这个东西一直到今天还是很有用的
but today he still uses the same weapons
他人就是引诱人
he uses temptation
永远是欺骗人
and he always deceives us
他永远要叫主之外的东西来代替主的自己
He always takes things that are outside of God to replace the things of God.
所以大卫都很清楚。
So David knew this very well.
大卫说那以别的代替耶和华的他的愁苦必加增。
And King David said, those who replace the things of Jehovah,
他的愁苦必加增。
His sorrows will multiply.
所以弟兄姊妹们主的话很清楚地告诉我们
So the word of God is very clear to us
今天魔鬼在地上的工作
The work of Satan in this world today
无论在我们个人在教会
Regardless of our individual lives or in the church
他最大的一个工作就是拦阻你的生命
His greatest work is to stop us and hinder us from gaining this life
如果他能拦阻你的生命那么他的工作就成功了
If he has hindered us from gaining this life, then he has succeeded.
我们知道撒旦怎样引诱夏娃的呢？
How did Satan tempt Eve?
他用知识树树的那个华丽的外表，美丽的外表来引诱。
He used the beautiful attraction of the fruit to tempt Eve.
所以今天弟兄姊妹们，我们必须被提醒。
So today we need to be reminded
你在这个世界中啊
that in this world
凡是能给你感觉华丽的感觉美丽感觉伟大的东西你都要小心
Anything in this world where we feel is very beautiful or very attractive to us we need to be careful
所以今天我们所在的世代广告是一个非常大的一个事业
So today in our generation Media and commercials, this is a great issue. And I think I don't need to describe this further. Well, if you go take a walk in the mall, you will know right away. Things that attract us are many. You go to the restaurants and you take a walk.
I think these are our
everyday
experience.
These are all things that we can encounter very readily.
仇敌的引诱呢？仇敌的引诱 temptation.
Satan's temptations.
总是叫我们能够得着一点暂时的果效。
It gives us has a temporary effect on us.
所以你会发现今天呢，无论什么东西到了我们的手中，很快就失去味道。
Today, anything that we can hold on to.It easily becomes tasteless.
但是这些东西呢，却是非常叫我们动心的。
But these are things that really cause us to be attracted to.
撒旦真的知道用什么东西可以引诱我们。
Satan really knows what things he can use to attract us.
我们知道他这个工作的目的就是叫你怎么样，不能得生命。
And the sole purpose of this is to distract us and hinder us from gaining the life of the Lord.
不仅这样，他还第二个方面用欺骗的一个手法。
And the second technique or weapon that he uses is deception.
他扭曲神的话。
He twists the word of God.
啊，所以你看见夏娃就是在亚当的一两句话里面就整个改变。
So you can see that Satan only used very simple words and was able to deceive Eve.
在哥林多后书第四章第四节那里告诉我们。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4 tells us.
仇敌的工作就是要弄瞎人的心眼。
Says that the work of Satan has blinded the minds,
叫我们整个生活落在一个骗局的里面。
So that all of our life is in a false life.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们呢稍微呢有一点点的智慧呢，能对人生有一点领悟啊。
And he's tricked us into a deceived life, but as long as we have just a little bit of wisdom.
我们真的感觉我们整个人类都是活在一个大的骗局的里面。
We feel like our entire lives we're living in a deceived life.
今天甚至地上的教会中间也充满这些东西。
And even the church on earth is full of these things.
请我们记得。
Please remember.
这个是从分别善恶树出来的。
This is the result of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
这个就是一个旧的生命出来的东西。
We know that this is a result of a byproduct of the old life.
所以因此我们不能轻看这些东西。
So we cannot look upon these lightly.
但是我们要懂得仇敌的诡计。
But we have to know and understand the schemes of Satan.
撒旦用这些东西拦阻我们来得新的生命。
Satan uses these things to hinder us from gaining what God wants to give us.
所以主的话很清楚地告诉我们。
So the word of God clearly tells us.
我们要防备仇敌的工作。
We need to block the Satan's deception and work.
我们知道到了新约圣经里面的时候。
We know that now that we are in the New Testament.
当主耶稣道成肉身，把这个生命带到世上。
And when our Lord Jesus became flesh and brought forth life.
仇敌已经知道这个人来。是要把那个新的生命带来的。
Satan knew that this Jesus was going to bring forth life.
那么撒旦怎么样来对付这些事情？
And so Satan, how was Satan to counter this?
他就借着人不法的手把主杀害了。
He used the wicked hands of man to kill Jesus.
他以为说如果把主杀了，这个生命就扼杀掉了。
And Satan thought that if I can kill Jesus, the source of life, then I will destroy life.
所以他的动机意念是很清楚的。
So his understanding of this is very clear.
撒旦竭力所做的事情就是阻挡主把生命带进来。
And Satan's sole purpose and goal is to stop the life of the Lord from being brought forth.
所以请我们记得。
So please remember.
今天仇敌整个工作的重心点就是在阻止人来得到这个新的生命。
The one emphasis that Satan wants to do in his work is to stop us from gaining the new life of God.
但是他忽略了一件事情。
But he forgot about one thing.
我们的主乃是生命的主。
Our God is a God of life.
他的生命是不会死的。
His life cannot be taken away.
你可以叫亚当夏娃死。
You cannot die. You can cause Adam and Eve to die.
因为那个旧有的生命是会死的。
Because that old life will die.
但是呢，主耶稣来这个是神的生命，是不会死的生命。
But this life of Jesus that has been brought forth is a new life and will not die.
所以主甘心情愿为我们从死里走一遍。
So the Lord Jesus gladly went through death to show us how to have life.
但是死亡不能拘禁他。
But death could not bind him.
所以因此他又从死里面出来了。
So he was raised from the dead.
因此这个新生命也被称作是复 复活的生命。
So this new life can also be called the resurrected life.
所以使徒们说，我们乃是为这个生命做见证。
So the apostles in the old would say that for this life we make testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
从创世纪的开头。
From the beginning in Genesis.
神的话给我们有很重要的提醒。
God has given us a great reminder.
第一个提醒。
The first one.
我再重复一下。
I'll review it.
啊，你要知道你如何选择。
You need to know that how you were chosen.
第二件事情。
The second one.
你要知道仇敌的诡计。
You need to know how to choose. And the second one is you need to know the schemes of Satan.
那么在约翰一书的里面。
In 1 John.
那么约翰就告诉我们。
John tells us.
今天我们要为耶稣基督做见证。
Today we are to make testify of the Lord.
只要流露这个生命就是见证。
If you are living according to this life, then that is testimony.
很简单的告诉我们说，生命就是见证。
And very simply put, life is testimony.
见证就是生命。
And testimony is life.
所以我约翰告诉我们呢。
So John tells us,
今天神他首先在我们这些人里面做见证。
So first God places his testimony in man.
怎么做见证呢？
Now how does he do?
他是把这个生命先放在我们的里面。
He first places his life in us.
在生命中神为他的儿子做见证。
And in life, he bears testimony for his son.
所以当我们一得救的时候。
So when we are saved.
我们里面就有了主的生命。
We have the life of the Lord within us.
这个生命天天在我们里面做见证。
And each day, this life within us is making testimony.
你怎么认识主的呢？
How do you know God?
你怎么知道他是神的儿子的？
How do you know that he is the son of God?
你怎么知道他就是神呢？
How do you know that he is God?
你怎么知道他就是神的道呢？
How do you know that he is the way of God?
这个不是用我们的头脑来领会的。
This is not something that we can imagine with our minds.
请我们记得。
Please remember.
旧有生命的头脑。
The old life uses the mind.
永远是个怀疑的东西。
And it is something that we will constantly be a thought. Oh, doubt.
今天只有在我们里面的生命。
So only today, with this new life,
证实耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Testifies that Jesus is the Son of God.
所以你看见有许多基督徒，当他离开这个生命啊。
You can see that some Christians who have departed from this new life.
那么，当他活在自己的思想中的时候。
When they live in their own thought and in their own concept.
慢慢就离开主越来越远。
They depart farther and farther away from God.
甚至会怀疑到底有没有神啊。
And they would, to the point where they would even doubt, is there really a God?
我记得年轻的时候。
When I was younger.
我们有一次在一个青年的聚会里面。
We were meeting with the youth.
有一位多年蒙恩的弟兄。
There was a brother who has been saved for a long time.
在人看来都是个好基督徒，是一个这个很优秀的一个基督徒。
And from the outward, he looked like a very good Christian.
那天在聚会里，他突然发一个问题。
And during that meeting, he asked us a question.
他说，到底有没有神啊？
He asked, is there really a God?
结果呢？大家都笑起来了。
And everyone started to laugh.
弟兄姊妹，你会不会跟随主走了一段日子之后，你也会产生这种疑问呢？
Is it possible that we could walk with the Lord for a period of time and then have these doubts and ask the same question?
真的有神吗？
Is there really a God?
那么你如果用头脑来分析，
If you use your mind to try to discern this,
越分析恐怕你的怀疑就越大。
And the more you use your mind to think about it, then your doubts will become greater.
所以约翰告诉我们。
So John tells us.
神为他儿子所做的见证是在生命的里面。
That the testimony that God gives for his son is in this life.
所以你一回到这个生命的里面。
So when we return back to this life.
你就有确据。
Then we have assurance.
你就知道一切都是真的。
Then we know that all things are truth.
所以约翰一书第五章告诉我们。
So, 1 John 5 tells us.
他说这是真神也是永生。
That this is the true God, and we have this eternal life.
啊，你有了这个生命，那么你就证明，你就知道神是真的。
That if we have this life, then we know that that God is real.
所以圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
So the Bible clearly tells us.
是生命就是真神。
True life is the true God.
是真神就真正一定是生命。
And if this is the true God, then we will have true life.
所以圣经从来没告诉我们用知识。用人的外面的做法用工作来证明这件事情。
So the Lord never asked us to use our own wisdom or our own the works of our hands to testify of his life.
所以约翰告诉我们说我们要接受神的见证。
So John tells us we need to accept the testimony of Christ.
在天天的生活中活在这个生命的里面。
That every day we live according to this life.
那么你对神就会笃信不疑。
And so then you will have no doubt in the Lord.
你永远不会怀疑。
You will never doubt the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们呢？
So brothers and sisters,
我们这些人呢，我们常常呢，我们嘴巴不太敢讲。
Sometimes with our mouths, we fear to say these words.
但是我们的心里面会有怀疑的。
But in our hearts, we'll have these doubts.
很多基督徒用他的生活证明没有神。
A lot of Christians use their own life to testify that there is no God.
因为如果有神，你不会这样做的。
Because if there is a God, I wouldn't act this way.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
这是多么诡异、多么 subtle 的一件事情。
This is a very subtle thing.
所以我们求主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们知道，只有活在这个生命的里面。
That only when we live in this new life,
你的生活才是结结实实的。
Can our life be strong?
那么神不仅在我们里面做见证。
So the Lord is not only doing, has given us life.
神也要求我们来做见证。
He not only gives us testimony, he requires us to be a testimony.
在以赛亚书里面。
In the book of Isaiah.
在旧约圣经，神已经对以色列百姓说你们就是我的见证。
Even from the Old Testament, God has already said, "You to the Israelites are my testimony."
当然，在新约时代中，我们更是主的见证。
And in the New Testament, we are even more so, the testimony of God.
那么今天我们如何来为主做见证呢？
And how are we to be the testimonies of God?
现在我们应该都清楚。
We should all be very clear.
你只有活在这个生命的里面。
That when we live in this life,
你才是真正的见证。
Well, we have true testimony.
凡不在这个新生命里面的，
all things aside from this new life,
都不是见证。
Is not testimony.
我们要求主怜悯我们。
We need the mercy of God.
要让我们能有一个里面很清楚的分辨。
So that we can have a very clear discernment.
我再说。
I'll say again.
今天地上整个的基督教都大部分落在一个错误的情况中。
All of Christianity today is in an incorrect mindset.
我们以为说我们用我们旧生命的热忱，用我们旧生命的情感，用我们旧生命的智慧，用我们旧生命的能力所做的是可以见证神的。
We feel like in our old life, the love from our old life, the wisdom from our old life, the abilities from our old life, we can do things to try to testify for God.
你我可以接受这个。
You and I can accept this.
但是神不能接受这个。
But God cannot accept this.
所以我们要求主给我们里面有清楚的一个看见。
So we need a very clear understanding of this.
我们只有从这个新的生命里面活出来了，那个才是基督的见证。
Only the life that is lived out through this new life is the testimony of the Lord.
所以约翰在约翰一书第一章第二节的里面。
So in 1 John chapter 2 he tells us.
Chapter
1 verse 2 he tells us.
那么他告诉我们说呢，他用他自己的经历来做见证。
It says that he uses his own experience to make testimony.
那么这个呢，也应该是每一个基督徒该有的见证。
And this is the testimony that every Christian needs to have.
是我每个弟兄姊妹都应该有的一个经历。
That every brother and sister needs to experience this.
他首先告诉我们。
He first tells us.
他说这生命已经显现出来。
He says, and the life was already manifested.
这指的主耶稣道成肉身在地上的时候， 已经把这个生命显现出来了。
That when the Lord Jesus came into this world, He already manifested this life.
我们不需要到处去找生命。
We don't need to search and look for this life.
因为生命在基督里面。
Because this life is in Christ.
所以在约翰的书信里面有很多的话告诉我们，人有了神的儿子就有生命。
And in all of John's writings, it'll say, if you have the Lord, then you have life.
他这句话重复了很多遍。
And he repeated this many times.
就是给我们个重要的提醒。
To give us a reminder.
今天你怎样的活在这个新生命里面呢？
How you live in this new life today?
你就到主这里来。
You have to come before the Lord.
你得着他。
And gain him.
你活在他里面。
You live in him.
你就是活在新生命的里面。
Then you are living in this new life.
这是已经显现出来的事。
This is something that has already been manifested.
这是一个事实。
This is a truth.
所以今天我们用信心守住这个事实。
So today we hold on to this truth with faith.
然后他告诉我们说，
And then he tells us,
这生命我们也看见过。
This life we have already seen it.
啊，这个看见这个希腊文的 horao 这个字。
In the Greek it is the word horar.
Horao 这个字的意思是一个直接的经历。
And this Greek word horar,is a direct experience.
这不是别人看见，是你自己看见。
It's not something that someone else has seen, but this is something that you have seen.
所以约翰说我们也看见过。
So John here says that we have seen it.
我们知道这有两面。
There are two sides to this.
约翰曾经三年半跟随过主耶稣。
And John for 3 years had followed the Lord.
的确他看见主耶稣道成肉身，在一个人的里面把这个生命彰显出来。
And truly he has seen with his own eyes the Lord Jesus and the life that was manifested to man.
但是等到主复活升天之后呢？
But after the Lord Jesus was resurrected into heaven,
他有个更大的看见。
He had an even greater revelation.
乃是在灵里面的看见。
And it was a seeing in the spirit.
看见主耶稣借着十字架所释放出来的生命。
That he saw on the cross the Lord Jesus had delivered this life.
那是一个何等伟大的生命。
And this life is a tremendous life.
我想在这里约翰更多的是讲到我们里面的看见。
And John here speaks more of our inner seeing of this life.
但是这个看见这个字呢，是很有意义的一个字。
But this word seen, it has a lot of is very interesting. It has a lot of aspects to it.
它第一方面告诉我们呢，你必须要注视。
The first one it literally means is to stare at.
不是。这个
behold,
看一下 stare at.
To behold or to stare at.
是注视
To stare at.
Attention.
To pay attention to it.
所以今天在我们的属灵生活里面，弟兄姊妹，你要先把你的眼睛定睛在这个新生命上面。
So in our lives or with our spiritual eyes, we need to really be focused on this life.
所以你每天的生活你要注意这个是不是从新生命里面出来的。
And in our daily living, we need to understand, is this truly from the new life?
那么这个字呢，还有另一方面的意义。
And there is a second meaning to this word.
就是呢，它需要一个清楚的分辨。
And that is to have a clear discernment.
我们今天必须要分辨。
Today we have to be able to discern.
所以基督徒的生活呢，
So the life of a Christian,
不是我们高兴怎样做就怎样做。
It's not we do however we please to do.
所以我们常常讲，你要顺着里面生命的感觉走。
We have to walk according to the leading of that life within.
我记得我曾经跟弟兄姊妹们讲过这样的例子。
I've given this example to brothers and sisters before.
其实从前的年长弟兄们呢，他们是为了帮助青年弟兄姊妹。
When I was younger, the older brothers tried to help the younger ones.
所以有一次在一个特会里面。
And one time during a special meeting.
这个弟兄经过了那个姊妹们的宿舍。
This brother walked past the sister's dormitory.
哦，就看见好多姊妹在里面唱诗歌。
And he witnessed a lot of sisters singing together.
唱得非常的高兴。
Singing hymns very joyfully.
所以这个年长弟兄就进去了。
So this elderly brother went in.
他就说：“姊妹们呐。”
He said, "Sisters."
他说：“你们在这里唱诗歌。”
You are all gathered here singing.
是主叫你们唱的呢，还是你们自己要唱的呢？
Did God tell you to sing, or are you singing by yourselves?
他们本来唱得很高兴的。
Originally, they were singing with a lot of joy.
给这个弟兄一问呢，他不敢唱。
But then after this brother asked this question, they were afraid to sing.
当然我们知道这位年长的弟兄是善意的。
We know that this elderly brother had a good intentions.
因为他想要教育这班年轻的姊妹们。
Because he wanted to teach these younger sisters.
所以他故意这样说。
So he said this on purpose.
的确弟兄姊妹们。
For sure, brothers and sisters, 在我们的生活中, in our lives,
如果我们对主有一个尊重的话,
if we have a fear and respect of God,
我们应该常常学着问一问,
we need to learn to ask.
当然了, 属灵的生活也不是这么拘谨的,
but of course, our spiritual life is not so restrictive and strict.
就好像我们人的生活一样,
it is just like our life.
是个很自然的东西。
It is a very natural thing.
你早晨起来了，觉得肚子饿，你就要吃东西，对不对？
When you wake up in the morning and you are hungry, you go ahead and eat something.
因为你有个需要，你就吃了。
Because you have a need to go eat.
你不需要每天早晨都问一问吧？
You don't need to ask yourself this every morning.
我要不要吃啊？
Should I eat?
我吃的对不对呀？
Am I eating correctly?
不，生命是自然的东西。
Our life is very natural.
所以有的时候你心里面感动，你想唱诗歌，这个其实也没什么错了。
And in your lives, if you are moved to sing, you can naturally sing.
但是的确，在这么一件小小的事情上面呢，你会看见有生命上的一个分别的东西在里面。
But even in this very small example, there is a difference between the new life and the old life.
我想今天在地上的教会。
And today, the church and the world.
我们已经很少人有这样的一种的，一种的注意。
Very few have this sort of attention. Pay attention to this.
所以我们需要在主面前学习。
So we need to learn this before the Lord.
我跟你们讲过印度的Bak Singh弟兄的见证。
I have spoken of our brother Bak Singh in India before.
这个弟兄跟随主是跟随的更紧的。
This brother followed the Lord even more strictly.
他甚至到理发店去理发。
And even when he goes to the barber shop,
他都先要跪下来祷告。
He kneels down to pray before he goes in.
对我们来讲，我觉得这个太过分了吧。
And to me, this seems a bit extreme.
但是对他来讲，
But to him,
他觉得在最小的事上要学习尊重主。
He felt that in the smallest things in his life, he needed to learn to follow the Lord.
所以在他的一生的里面,
so in his whole life,
主大大的使用他,
God used him greatly.
主的生命在他身上表现出来的实在是非常的有能力, 非常的荣耀。
And God's life was manifested in him in a very tremendous and great way.
我们讲过神赐生命给每一个人都是一样。
And we know that God has given his life equally to everyone.
为什么在有些人的身上这个生命显出来的这么样的荣耀？
Why is it that in some, the life of the Lord is so much brighter and greater?
对于我们来讲呢，好像都摸不到什么。
And to maybe us, maybe we can't even touch this life.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
we don't feel anything. So brothers and sisters,
这个对生命直接的经历是非常重要的一件事。
This direct experience with this life is very important.
所以真正的见证,
so true testimony,
乃是你因为对了这个生命有了一个经历而流露出来的。
Is because to this life you have experienced it and now it is flowing out of you.
所以约翰说，现在我们又做见证。
So John would say, now we can make testimony.
他首先告诉我们,
he first tells us,
这个生命源于父同在。
This life is originally from the Father.
这个生命是连于那个源头的，连于父的。
And this origin is with the Father.
然后这个生命今天呢，显现在我们的里面。
And today this life is manifested in us.
那这个不是道理。
This is not a doctrine.
我想弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒一个麻烦就是，你信主年日久了之后呢，每个人都会讲道。
Brothers and sisters, we have a problem, and that is when after we've accepted the Lord, all of us know how to preach.
如果今天我们把弟兄姊妹们找上台来，每个人都可以讲。
If we just had everyone come up here, cycle up here, everyone can preach a message.
当然，有的人讲的完全一点，有讲的不完全。
Maybe some people can describe things more completely than others.
有人口才好一点，有口才差一点。
Maybe some are more eloquent than others.
但是神并不在意这个。
But God does not care about these things.
神所要的不是你道理知道有多少。
God does not care how much doctrinal information
you have. 你对这个生命的经历到底有多少。
God is concerned about the experience of how much experience in this life that you have.
因为神所能接纳的见证乃是从这个生命出来的。
So, because God can only accept the testimonies that are from this new life.
所以约翰说把这个所显于我们的生命传给你们。
So John would say that this life that has been manifested has been given to us.
这个才是真正真理的传递。
And this is a true a passing on of this life.
不是教条。
This is not a, there's no requirement.
不是那种教义。
Oh, it's not a doctrinal thing.
今天我们觉得很可惜啊。
Today, it's a, sadly.
有很多人把教会呢变成教堂啊。
We've made the church into a religious church.
是个说教的地方。
It's a place of religion.
所以很多人很注重教义。
So many people are pay attention to these religious
doctrine.
To doctrine.
但是我们知道，约翰传的不是一个教义。
But we know that John preached the message that is not doctrinal.
约翰所传的是一个生命。
He preached life.
所以这是约翰。在约翰一书里面用他自己本身的经历那么来做见证。
So John in the first chapter of 1 John uses his own experience in this life to testify of this.
这告诉我们说每个基督徒都应该这样。
And this speaks that every Christian should have the same experience as John.
主在马太福音第七章的里面。
In Matthew chapter 7,
主已经预先知道一件事情。
God already foresaw one thing.
他说，真正找到这个生命的人是很少的。
Those who have truly found this new life are few.
其实那段话常常被用来传福音。
And many times this phrase has been used in gospel meetings.
其实不是传福音。
But indeed, it truly is, should not be preaching of the gospel.
是对于我们这些跟从主的人说的。
This is actually spoken to those who have followed the Lord for many years.
我们简单的说。
Simply put,
旧生命是大路。
The old life is this wide way.
是宽门。
This wide door.
主告诉我们说呢，这条路是引到灭亡。
And this broad door and broad way will lead to destruction.
我们知道这里哈，希腊文的那个翻译，中文翻得太严重。
In the Chinese version, according to the Greek, it translates more severely.
中文翻成这个灭亡等于是 perish.
Translates this destruction as perish.
这个字你看英文翻成 destruction.
It's a little bit better in the English using the word destruction.
毁坏。
It's destruction.
那么这个字呢，也可以翻作是 ruin， 就是这个毁灭。
Or to be ruined.
或者是失落。
Or to have lost.
甚至也可以这样翻是枉费 ，waste.
Or it's a waste.
所以你走这条路的话呢，到最后你发现什么你也得不着。
So if you walk this broad road, you will find that you have gained nothing.
但是圣经告诉我们这是大路。
But the Bible tells us that this is the big, the broad.
人人喜欢走这个路。
Everyone likes to walk
through
the
broad. 人人喜欢走这个门。
Everyone walks through this big door.
因为这条路跟我们的习惯太相近。
Because this way is too familiar to us.
他所讲的这些东西都能够叫我们天然的生命呢，感觉很快乐。
And because this broad door and this broad way allows our natural life to be satisfied.
所以这是一条容易的路。
It's an easy way.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
两千年的教会历史告诉我们
Over 2,000 years of church history
大多数神的儿女
The majority of the children of God
都走了这条容易的路
Have walked on this easy path
我们因为在这条路上我们能够发挥我们自己的 这个智慧，发挥我们自己的经验，发挥我们自己的才干。
Because on this easy and broad road, can we express ourselves, our own wisdom and our own satisfaction?
也很容易得人的称赞。
And we can gain the praise of man.
也很容易被人接受。
And we can be easily accepted by man.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters,
主老早知道这个情况。
God already foresaw this problem.
所以主告诉我们。
So God told us,
那个新生命。
This new life,
是窄门是小路。
Is to, for us to walk through this narrow gate and this narrow path.
为什么会变成窄门小路呢?
Why is it that it's the small and narrow way?
因为在这个旧生命的范围里面。
Because in the boundaries of this old life,
好像这个新生命被压缩了。
It seems like this new life has been constrained or restricted.
Yeah. 所以呢，它变成了窄门小路。
So it has become the small door and the small, way.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要知道。
But brothers and sisters, we need to know.
这一个窄门，这个小路。
This small door and this narrow way.
才是真正通到永生的路。
Is the only way that truly leads to life.
也只有在这条道路上跟随主。
And only on this way of following the Lord.
你才能够得着永远的果效。
Can we have an eternal, can we bear eternal fruit?
所以我们在教会历史上也看见。
So we can also see this in church history.
许多圣徒们眼睛得开。
Many, many saints have had their eyes opened.
他们知道主所给我们生命的宝贵。
They have seen the preciousness of the life of the Lord.
所以在很多艰苦的那些时代里面。
So in very, difficult, trying situations.
他们仍旧紧紧地跟着生命走。
They held tightly onto this narrow path.
特别我们看在欧洲啊，将近有一千年的黑暗时期。
Particularly in Europe, there was about 1,000 years of darkness.
大多数神的儿女们都落在天主教的那个形式仪式和那些教条外表的情况里面。
For years, the saints were under this cloud of Catholicism and religious, behavior.
但是我们看见在隐藏之处还是有很多弟兄姊妹们循着生命的跟随主。
But there were still a few saints who really followed the leading of the Lord.
我们知道这些人付的代价很大。
And the cost that they, that was upon them was great.
他们甚至很多人殉道。
And many of them were even martyred.
他们被弃绝。
They have been rejected.
他们在山林里面到处的这个逃避。
And they were in the wilderness and mountains, hiding.
甚至他们在罗马的那个地下的坟墓里面聚会。
And to the point where they were even gathering, having meetings, in the burial grounds in Rome.
圣经的教会的历史告诉我们。
So the church history tells us.
正应验主的话。
This testifies of the Lord's words.
就是找着这个生命的人是少数。
That those who find this, who are able to walk on this narrow way are few.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们今天愿意做这个少数吗?
Today, are we willing to be these few who find this life?
我们愿意顺着这个新的生命活在神的跟前吗?
Are we willing to live before the Lord according to this new life?
我们甘心进窄门走小路吗?
Are we, satisfied? Are we okay with walking through this narrow door and walking the narrow way?
所以我开头就讲到。
So in the beginning I mentioned,
神给你有选择的权利。
God has given us free will to choose.
我们就看你如何来选择。
We have to see how we choose.
所以今天这两条路摆在我们的跟前。
Today there are two paths before us.
我们何等需要主的怜悯。
We greatly need the mercy of God.
所以有的时候我里面也会很感叹。叹息 sigh.
Oh, many times I will sigh in my heart.
在1930年代
In the 1930s
当时在中国很多基督徒
There were many Christians in China
他们的道理远赶不上今天我们所知道的多
their understanding of is cannot be matched to our understanding today.
但是他们跟随生命的那个经历比我们结实的多了。
But their following of the sense of life is much greater than us.
在教会里
in the church,
很多的领袖们
many of the leaders,
他们利用各式各样的机会教导神的百姓。
They used many ways to teach the saints.
告诉弟兄姊妹要走生命的路。
To teach brothers and sisters to walk the way of life.
要顺着生命的感觉行事。
To walk according to this new life.
顺着新生命的感觉说话。
To speak according to this new life.
每一样事物都应该摸到这个生命。
Everything needs to touch this new life.
我再说。
I'll say again.
你不要以为说你整天这么好像是这战战兢兢的过生活啊。
Don't feel that you are, sort of just going day by day.
啊，好像很害怕的这样。
Or you are, fearful.
不，这些弟兄姊妹们过得很自由的。
These brothers and sisters, lived very freely.
并且也过得很丰盛。
And very, abundantly.
今天
today,
在这个知识充满的一个时代
in a generation full of wisdom,
对于寻找生命来讲
but regarding the way of life,
实在成了一个重大失落的一件事情
we have, lost a great thing.
愿主用他自己的话来提醒我们。
May God use His own words to remind us.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们必须知道出于这个生命才是真正的见证。
We have to know that if we walk according to this life, then we can bear true testimony.
我们在生活中应该注意什么是神可以接受的，什么是神所不能接受的。
In our own lives, we need to discern what is acceptable to God and what is not acceptable to God.
啊，这是很重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
啊，主今天把生命给我们。
Today, God has given us life.
他不仅在这个生命里面为他的儿子做见证。
Not only in this life does he bear testimony to his son.
今天他也要我们在这个生命中为主耶稣基督做见证。
And today, he requires that we bear testimony in this life for his son.
所以这些日子我们常常讲到耶稣基督的见证。
So in these past days, we've mentioned many times the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
不仅我们个人是耶稣基督的见证。
Not only are we individually supposed to be testimonies of the Lord,
整个教会都应该是耶稣基督的见证。
But the entire church should be testifying of
the life of the Lord. 那这个见证是怎么做的呢？
And how do we achieve this testimony?
不是我们把道理讲清楚了，我们就是。
And it's not that if we just speak the words clearly, then we've achieved this.
乃是需要生命在这里有显露。
But we need to have the life show us the way.
我们个人的生活注重这个生命。
In our individual lives, we pay attention to this new life.
整个教会的生活注重这个生命。
The entire church pays attention to this new life.
这样我们才能成为耶稣基督的见证。
Then, and only then, can we bear the testimony of Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
神在他的话语里面。
God in His words
已经把他的心意很清楚地启示给了我们
has already revealed His heart clearly to us.
我们求主给我们有智慧的心
May God give us a heart of wisdom
能够拣选上好的福分
that we can choose the better part.
让我们今天就能分辨什么是旧生命，什么是新生命。
So that today we can discern what is of the old life and what is of the new life.
因为我们在地上还有余下的年日。
And we have still time in this world.
我们能在新生命里面有丰富的经历。
May we have, abundance in this new life.
并且在今天，在今世就能为主做美好的见证。
Especially today and right now, may we bear a good testimony of our Lord.
我想最后呢，我们和弟兄姊妹们一同来唱一首诗歌。
I think, in concluding, I'd like for everyone to sing another song.
我们唱完之后呢，我们同声的
一同在主面前有点祷告。
And after we've sung this song, may we all pray together.
啊，这首诗歌呢，在福音聚会里面用的很多啊。
This song we use during gospel meetings frequently.
我想这个不仅是提醒那些未信主的人。
This is not only a reminder for those who don't believe the Lord.
这是提醒我们的。
This is a song that reminds us.
啊，弟兄姊妹，是否多年疲惫未能寻到一泉源？
Brothers and sisters, in many years, I vainly sought a spring.
意思说，你过基督徒的生活是不是过得很疲倦、很累？
This states that have we lived before the Lord and we've been tired of living?
这只有证明，只证明一件事情。
And this testifies of one thing.
因为你离开这个活水的泉源。
Because we have departed from the source of the spring.
我们还是过我们原来的旧有的生活。
We live according to our old natural life.
所以愿这首诗歌提醒我们。
So may this song remind us.
我们大家一同起立来唱。
Can we all stand and sing?
这首歌哈，它的调子是很快的。
The rhythm is very fast paced.
我想我们稍微唱快一点，好不好？
Let's sing this a little bit faster.
但愿主使我们能唱的整个心和灵都开放。
And so we can sing to the point where our spirits are free.
唱到我们里面的眼睛得开。
And we sing this until our inner eyes.
我们真是看见眼前就有活水的泉源。
And we can see right before us is the spring of life.
啊，愿这首诗歌成为我们往后日子的生活的经历。
And may this song allow us to depart from our old life.
好，我们请我们姊妹弹一句好了。
We'll have our sister play a note.
我想要稍微再快一点啊，再快。
Let's sing this a little faster.
来，多年疲惫未能寻到一泉源，永不干涸的活泉。地上一切全都未能如我愿，如何能使我心满？我竟隐于永不干涸的活泉，我竟隐于生命活水泉源。天地修了欢畅，何其无限无量！我竟隐于生命活水的源，永远不在罪里，现你在流亡。我已寻到活水泉，我的喜乐只被满溢而流淌，基督已使我心满。我竟隐于永不干涸的活泉，我竟隐于生命活水泉源。天地喜乐欢畅，何其无限无量！我竟隐于生命活水泉源。所得满足越活越甜美，再次得主的爱时，再次所受安慰越活越加倍，再次受主的福气。我竟隐于永不干涸的活泉，我竟隐于生命活水泉源。天美喜乐欢畅，何其无限无量！我竟隐生命活水泉源。 我们请弟兄姊妹大家同声开口一点祷告。
May we all pray in one accord.
然后呢，我们有一点开放的时间。
And I'd like to open up some of the time.
如果有弟兄姊妹你受主的感动，有两三位，好吧，带我们。做一个祷告。
If you have the moving of the Lord, may we have two or three brothers and sisters lead us in prayer.
我们请弟兄姊妹先同声开口。
Let's begin by praying together in one accord.
主，我们满心的感谢你，你是何等的怜恤我们。主啊，你受尽一切的痛苦来到地上，就是为了成全父的旨意，把永远的生命带给我们。主啊，今天我们这些已经得着你生命的人，我们是何等的感激你的恩典。主啊，你在你自己的生命中不断地向我们做见证。主，你是何等有能力、何等丰富、何等爱我们的主。主啊，今天不仅你在我们里面做见证，今天你要我们在外面能为你做见证，甚于我们懂得如何活在你所给我们的生命里。在今天这个末后的时代，要主啊做一点恢复的工作，
把我们重新脚步引到生命的路上。主，我们满心的感谢你。主啊，早晨愿主借着你的真理的圣灵把这些话带到我们的里面，所以我们一同等候在你的跟前。谢谢主，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名，阿们。
主啊，谢谢你赐给我们这个新的生命。
是的，
这个生命是不能朽坏、不能衰残、不能玷污的生命。
阿们。主啊，是的，阿们，阿们。
我们谢谢你已经做成这一切，所以我们乐意再次把我们自己交在恩主的手里。
Amen。
感谢你，真是借着我圣灵的大能，主啊，做成这奇妙的工作。
阿门。
主啊，也帮助我们留意这个新生命在我们身上的见证。
是的。阿们，阿们。Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Not just personally, not just individually, but also corporately in your church.
Amen.
We pray that your name will be exalted and the way your life is manifested.
Amen.
Thank you and thank you for your word. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.阿们。主啊，是的。阿们。主啊。阿们。是的。是的，是的，阿们。主啊，感谢主。Amen. Amen.阿们。主，我们知道你还没有回来。
Lord, we know that you have not returned yet.
你并不是单言。
And you are not tarrying.
你乃是宽容我们。
But you are giving us opportunity.
就是说你还给我们机会。
You have given us more opportunity.
你要叫我们更多认识你是我们的生命。
And you give us opportunities to recognize this life that you've given to us.
也叫我们能够爱慕这个生命。
And you, that may we love this life.
能够活在这个生命的里面。
May we live according to this life.
主啊，当日子延长的时候。
And as these days are extended.
求你给我们有智慧的心。
May you give us a heart of wisdom.
让我们能有对的选择。
That we can make the right choice.
让我们知道如何活在你的面前。
So that we will know how to live before you.
主啊，不叫我们辜负你的心意。
That we would not depart from your heart.
我们求你怜悯我们。
May you have mercy on us.
用你的恩手牵引每一个属于你的人。
May your hand of grace hold on to each one of us.
让我们进窄门。
May we enter the narrow door
走窄路
and walk the narrow way
能够活在新的生命的里面
that we can live in this new life
愿我们的生活在新生命里面得丰富
that in this new life may we receive abundance
愿整个教会在这个新生命里面得丰富
and may the church in this new life receive full abundance
主啊求你借着真理的圣灵
May you give us the spirit of truth
引我们进入实际
and lead us into this truth
不容许这些话轻易的过去
and do not allow these words to just pass us by
给我们有回头的亮光
give us a hindsight
主啊好叫我们在生活中实际的来经历
so that we can experience you in life
神不仅借着这个生命在我们里面为你做见证
that not only can we make testimony in this life for you
愿我们也能够在这个生命中为你做见证
but you have testified of yourself in us
求你垂听我们的祷告
please hear our prayers
愿荣耀归给你
may glory be to you
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
I pray this in Jesus' most precious name
Amen
请坐Please be seated.